Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in across interior New York and New England with a nice west-northwesterly breeze bringing the humidity way down today. Temperatures will be below normal but pleasant with a good amount of sunshine mixing with some clouds, especially across the higher terrain. But everyone will be dry and high temperatures will range from the lower 70s across the higher terrain to the upper 70s in the valleys, especially closer to the coast. As we get into the night tonight, low pressure, evolving out of the Ohio Valley, will make its way toward the northeast. This will bring a gradual increase in cloud cover, and there is the chance of showers by sunrise, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and western and southern Catskills. Otherwise, temperatures will drop back into the 50s. That low pressure wave will track through Pennsylvania and off the New Jersey coast south of Long Island during the day tomorrow. On this track, an onshore flow will keep clouds in place with a good chance of at least a period of steady, light to moderate rain with some bursts of rain in the afternoon and perhaps even a rumble of thunder. Due to the clouds and wet weather, temperatures will be held well back below normal, in some cases not making it out of the upper 60s, with other locations only getting into the lower 70s. We'll dry it out for the middle of the week, increasing sunshine on Tuesday back to the mid-70s and near 80 with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. A couple of disturbances will move our way for the end of the week, and we run the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday, with highs both days in the lower 80s before a return to sunshine to start next weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain and local flash flooding are possible across parts of the central and southern plains and mid-Mississippi Valley today. Thunderstorms with heavy rain are also possible in parts of the Intermountain West. Meanwhile, two tropical waves are both showing signs of development. One is located over the West Central Caribbean Sea. The system's moving toward the west-northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and a tropical depression or even a tropical storm could form over the northwestern Caribbean Sea before it reaches the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico late tomorrow or early Tuesday. Even if formation does not occur before the system reaches the Yucatan, a tropical depression or tropical storm could form over the Bay of Campeche by midweek. The Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft scheduled for today has been canceled, but a new mission has been scheduled for tomorrow if necessary. Interests along the coasts of Honduras, Belize, and the Yucatan should monitor the progress of this disturbance. The other disturbance is located about midway between the Cabo Verde Islands and the Lesser Antilles, and it remains elongated, and the associated showers and thunderstorms are not that well organized. Some slow development, though, of this system is possible over the next several days while it moves generally west-northwestward across the tropical Atlantic at about 15 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Afton, Wyoming, West Yellowstone, Montana, and at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, lower 80s, Boston, mostly sunny, lower 80s, and mostly sunny in Buffalo, with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 1900, it was 98 degrees. The record low, 45 in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m. 14 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy with lower humidity today in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers toward morning, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning in the mid-50s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, lower 70s, becoming mostly sunny on Tuesday, mid-70s, mostly sunny near 80 Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm both Thursday and Friday in the lower 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures back into the lower 80s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.